of exciting news just in at 12 minutes past three on Monday afternoon. The Marlborough Lit Fest has just confirmed some of the authors that are going to attend this year's festival in September. Joining me now is Kay Newman, who is on the Marlborough Lit Fest committee. Hi, Kay.
Hi, hello.
So how does today feel now that some of your hard work is out there?
Very exciting. It's thrilling. It always takes a long time to get it together. And I think this year we've got a really, really good lineup, and I'm really excited and really proud.
Okay, so give us some highlights. Tell me some of the names that you've got booked in.
Okay, well, we've got someone who needs very little introduction is Michael Morpurgo, and he's going to be talking about his latest novel called An Eagle in the Snow. For crime lovers, we've got Peter James, hugely prolific writer. And then we have Tom Holland, for those interested in history. Ben Rollins, who's talking about a refugee camp on Kenya's border. Harry Parker, a young guy from Wiltshire, who is actually an ex-soldier and has written the most remarkable book about being in Afghanistan. Really extraordinary book.
Wow, and even in those few names, it's an amazingly diverse mixture of literature, isn't it? And that's always been quite key to the Marlborough Lit Fest, that it's always felt diverse.
Yes, well, I'm glad you think that. It's always been founded on good writing, but as long as it's excellence in writing, and so biography, fiction, non-fiction, as long as it's deemed to be, good writing, then that's when people are invited.
Now, the first name you mentioned, of course, was Michael Morpurgo. What do you think he'll bring to the festival?
Well, I think he's almost like a national treasure, and I think he will bring great sort of, esteem, actually. I mean, we're desperately excited that he's coming to Marlborough. Very excited.
And, of course, last year, we covered lots of the festival last year, and record attendance figures. So people really are starting to appreciate Marlborough as a destination for literature.
Yes, I think they really are. I think it always takes a long time. Year four was an important year. And I think this year is a very important year. I think we're going to see even more people this year. And I think we're really, really on the map. I think there's no going back. I mean, so it's desperately exciting.
I love that. There's no going back. People know who you are now and they like you. So you've got to keep.
Yes. And authors like coming.
So. Yeah, definitely. I know that with the festival as well, it happens over lots of different venues. Is it the kind of thing where the town itself feels that sense of ownership of the festival, do you think?
Oh, well, I hope so. I hope so. We try and include as many businesses as we can. And without a couple of our local sponsors, I can quickly say Bruindolphin and Hiscox Insurance, we wouldn't be around. And people are beginning to get... They were nervous to begin with, and I understand that. But I think now they see that it is successful and popular and people are coming from far and wide to see the authors and to enjoy it, that actually it is good. And we're filling the hotels, we fill the cafes, the restaurants. And it just gets busier and busier, and it's very exciting.
Okay, I've got to ask you about the Bard, because, of course, this is the 400th anniversary of the death of Shakespeare. And a few weeks ago, we were learning about when Shakespeare actually came to Marlborough. There's a plaque up, apparently. Is there anything you can tell us? Will you be marking this in any way?
We are. It's not 100% confirmed, okay. But it's very, very exciting. I think, please, everybody, listen out. We've got somebody very special coming to celebrate William Shakespeare.
Oh, we'll watch this space.
Yes.
We'll sound some kind of trumpet once we get the news. That would be great. You'd have to mark it in some way. Kay, thank you so much. I know that there are many, many more names that are out there. So where can we find more details? And importantly, when is it happening?
The details are on our website, just, type in Marlborough Lit Fest, and it starts on the Friday the 31st of September and finishes on Sunday the 2nd of October.
Okay, we will see you there. Kay, thank you very much for your time, really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
And good luck with the festival this year, Marlborough Lit Fest 2016, the first authors announced. Find out more online, and remember, reading fans, it starts at the end of September.